Galatians 5:13 states, "For you have been called to live in freedom. Use your freedom to serve one another in love."
Galatians 1:3-5 also states, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen." America, this great city on a hill, was founded on the idea of equality. Our founders spoke of a self-evident truth, and that every man had inalienable rights given to them by God.
Across the course of our nation's existence, the eyes of the world have been continually on us. This great experiment in freedom, would it succeed or fail? Could this vast melting pot actually forge a people out of so many diverse nations? With each obstacle we have faced, our resolve has been challenged. But we have held fast. We have preserved because liberty, justice, and equality are worth fighting for.
Today, along with our 35th president, John F. Kennedy, we say, "We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, and oppose any foe to assure the survival and success of liberty."
Everyone, please rise as our Boy Scout troop number 529 presents the colors, and remain standing as our chancel choir sings our national anthem.
We ask that you would remain standing and that you would share with us, "My country, 'tis of thee." Let's raise our voices in praise to our God.
Thank you.
We are the land of the free, the home of the brave, and we have a story. It is the story of a nation and its uniquely American narrative. But if we are able to remember who we are and who we want to be, we must tell that story. We must tell it to ourselves and to our children.
In our world, freedom is not the default. Freedom once won must be protected. Thomas Jefferson reminds us, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Freedom is a long road indeed, but if you listen closely, you will hear it. America's story. It's the story of freedom.
On this day, we want to take a moment to offer thanks to the extraordinary men and women who have protected our nations throughout history. For those who have died in this country's service, for our active military and our veterans, we offer humble thanks. We hold a debt we can never adequately pay. Thank you for the freedom we treasure today.
And the way that we want to thank you is through the song Salute to the Armed Forces. And as your branch is recognized, we would ask those of you who are currently serving or have served, and those of you with an immediate family member who has gone on to their eternal reward, we invite you to stand in their stead so that we can honor their memory. So as your branch is recognized, we would like to recognize you. So, salute to the armed forces.
Thank you.
great things that we get to do here at Shalimar is have a very dynamic military ministry. And if you would, watch this short video about one aspect of our military ministries.
I believe with somebody with PTSD or TBI, you're never out of recovery. A lot of people use that as an excuse not to flourish.
The biggest change that I've seen in my life since my involvement with Reboot is just the repetitive examples of God's power in people's lives.
My husband went through surgery and then got addicted to the pain pill. And when he finally told me, he had 22 minutes before he had to leave the house to go away for 28 days.
It was the most challenging places for my faith, downrange in Afghanistan, where everything was challenged and I had a hard time dealing with it, and I didn't know how to deal with it when I came back.
I was going through a divorce, and my life was just chaotic.
He decided he didn't want to be married anymore, and so I was gone for about 3 months, and then I came back so that we could raise our child together.
I came back from deployment and just wanted to be alone.
The biggest connection that I needed, and that was like, oh, I wasn't there by myself, and I'm not there by myself. God saw what you saw with you. God was right there with you.
And with Reboot, it's almost like it carries on throughout the week.
Joyous and just like your brother or your sister. It's great. It's really great. It really is a true family, I feel.
You don't get everything in one night. I take it home and it plays out to my head a whole week,
I'm not the outcast. I'm not the only one here without my spouse. Everybody was so welcome.
Where Reboot, you keep it in a control setting where you can deal with it and learn how to deal with those things.
We know through Christ we're going to be healed, and that it's a process.
It's a basic place to just come and kind of just unravel.
The one word I would use to describe Reboot would be
family.
Healing.
Safe.
Transforming. Yes, that's my word.
And we are so grateful that Reboot is part of our military ministry. And today, we are taking a special offering to help support all the different aspects of our military ministry. And as with all special offerings that we have here at Shalimar, we ask that that be an offering that is given over and above our regular tithes and offerings. So at the offering time, if you would like to participate in that, you may list that on the memo of your check, or feel free to take an offering envelope from the pew rack in front of you, and you can list that as well. Let's continue to worship our Lord in spirit and in truth.
The land of the free and the home of the brave, that's America. With gratitude, we honor those who carved our heritage in decades past. Valuing freedom over security, they cherished liberty more than life. They knew that freedom is never free. They understood that liberty demands great sacrifice.
The beauty and uniqueness of America is found in the vastness of her geography, the resilience of her people, the genius of her democracy, the abundance of her generosity, and the blessing of her liberties. But it wasn't always so.
At one time, America was a hapless group of pilgrims seeking asylum, a weary assembly of refugees looking for a home. It was a dedicated throng of patriots struggling to define and live out the concept of freedom. And then, slowly but surely, and by the grace of Almighty God, a nation was born.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for purple.
The cornerstone of this nation was laid when our forefathers acknowledged the greatness of our eternal Creator.
As the psalmist said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it.
Governing by his precepts.
Obeying the commandment to love one another.
Praying for his intervention.
And offering prayers of thanksgiving for blessings undeserved.
All of this is to recognize and live out the true meaning of one nation under God. Only under God.
Thank you.
Friends, as we prepare to give of our tithes and our offerings, let me remind you that in 2 Corinthians 8:7, Paul, speaking of the special offering to help the poor in Jerusalem, wrote this: "Now as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you, so we want you to excel also in this generous undertaking. God never calls us to do unimportant work. Every task is special. Every offering is a special offering. It is a privilege to excel in all that we do for God, especially to excel in our giving. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you call for us to make a difference in the world and to help others in need. Take these offerings and bless them to do the work of advancing your kingdom here on earth. Bless our nation and all those who serve it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen."
Hear the words of Ronald Reagan, 40th President of the United States, on the occasion of his second inaugural.
History is a ribbon always unfurling.
History is a journey, and as we continue our journey, We think of those who traveled before us.
Now we hear again the echoes of our past. The general falls to his knees in the hard snow at Valley Forge.
A lonely president paces the darkened halls and ponders his struggle to preserve the Union. The men of the Alamo call out encouragement to one another. A settler pushes west and sings a song, and the song echoes out forever and fills the unknowing air.
It is the American sound. It is hopeful, big-hearted, idealistic, daring, decent, and fair. That's our heritage. That is our song.
We sing it still. For all our problems, our differences, we are together as of old, as we raise our voices to the God who is the author of this most tender music.
And may he continue to hold us close as we fill the world with our sound. Sound in unity, affection, and love.
One people under God, dedicated to the dream of freedom that he has placed in the human heart.
Called upon now to pass that dream onto a waiting and hopeful world.
Thank you.
our nation's foundational documents are immediately recognized by their phrases. We the people, we in the course of human events, and in order to form a more perfect union, as central to the heart of the patriot as these words are, fundamental to the heart of the believer are these ancient words Jesus said. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It is for that freedom that Christ has set us free.
Freedom of the spirit and liberation of the soul are found in a wooden emblem, a cross beam symbol, a rugged cross, all confirmed by the words of a loving, faithful God. My people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. On March 30th, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued the following proclamation, declaring a day of national fasting, repentance, and prayer.
We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers and in wealth and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness.
In our response to what we just heard, Lord have mercy, let us pray together the prayer that you will find printed in your program. Father God, we stand amazed that you spoke the worlds into being, creating each one of us in your image. You told us in your word that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You have blessed this homeland with a bounty beyond imagination. You have built freedom into the very fiber of creation. And finally, you paid a great price to win back freedom we squandered away. Father, forgive us our sin. Forgive us our careless inattention. Hear our prayers and help us to cherish this incredible gift. We praise you and acknowledge you as Lord of all. Amen.
This nation, our nation, was founded by people from many nations and from many backgrounds. Today, there is perhaps no single phrase that has had more impact on our nation than this one. All men are created equal. All people.
It is a true measure of character to recognize the humanity that resides in each person. There was and still is a very high cost to be paid for freedom. But though that cost is high, the cost of oppression is higher still. If we're to value our freedom, we must in turn value the freedom of everyone. For freedom is the gift that was breathed into the very soul of every person by his or her creator.
world.